Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on EOG Resources, Inc., a leading energy company known for its exploration, development, and production of crude oil and natural gas in the United States and internationally. EOG is one of the largest independent oil and natural gas companies, with a strong focus on technology and operational efficiency. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
EOG Resources has been a major player in the oil and gas industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, especially in areas like exploration and production?
Overconfidence is particularly relevant to EOG approach, especially in their exploration and production strategies. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Given EOG track record of successful exploration and production, the company's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to continue discovering and developing profitable oil and gas reserves. This overconfidence can drive EOG to invest heavily in new exploration projects and expand their production capabilities with the expectation of significant returns. While this can lead to successful ventures, it also poses risks if EOG overestimates the profitability of new reserves or underestimates the challenges associated with production. The availability heuristic also plays a significant role, particularly in how EOG approaches risk assessment and decision making. The availability heuristic refers to the tendency for people to base their judgments on information that is most readily available or recent. For EOG, recent successes in drilling or high-profile production increases might heavily influence their future investment decisions. This bias could lead them to prioritize projects that appear more immediately successful or relevant, potentially overlooking longer-term risks or opportunities that are less visible.
And this focus on leveraging their technological expertise and recent successes has helped EOG maintain its leadership position in the oil and gas industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value efficiency and innovation.
Exactly. EOG's strategic use of overconfidence in pursuing exploration and production and the availability heuristic in making investment decisions appeals to investors looking for a company that balances innovation with operational efficiency. However, this approach also means that EOG must carefully manage the risks associated with market volatility, regulatory changes, and environmental concerns, particularly as the global energy landscape continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at EOG. As a major player in the energy industry, DEI is particularly important for EOG. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
EOG's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly regulated industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, operational efficiency, and innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance EOG's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows EOG to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the energy industry. For investors, EOG focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help EOG build stronger relationships with employees, communities, and regulators, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like energy, where the ability to foster inclusivity and operational efficiency is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, AOG not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Yoji operates in a highly competitive and environmentally focused industry. How does the company adapt to changing energy demands and regulatory requirements, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
EOG's strategy involves continuously adapting its exploration and production processes, technology investments, and environmental practices to meet the evolving demands of the energy market while maintaining its focus on efficiency and regulatory compliance. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, regulatory changes, and environmental concerns. EOG's ability to understand and respond to new energy trends, such as the increasing demand for cleaner energy, the shift towards sustainability, and the integration of digital technologies, allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, environmental impact assessments, and market research, AOG can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the energy market.
And this adaptability is essential for AOG, especially as they face competition from other energy companies and the growing demand for more sustainable and environmentally friendly energy solutions. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. EOG focus on understanding energy market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the oil and gas industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in energy policies, technological advancements, and environmental regulations.
Now, let's compare EOG to other companies in the energy and oil and gas sectors like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and ConocoPhillips. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
EOG dynamics are often compared to other energy giants like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and ConocoPhillips, particularly in their approach to exploration, production, and competition. EOG's strength lies in its focus on operational efficiency and technological innovation, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances high-performance production with strategic growth. ExxonMobil, with its emphasis on global energy production and integrated operations, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes market dominance and broad energy solutions. Chevron, known for its leadership in both upstream and downstream operations, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in energy technology and sustainability. ConocoPhillips, with its focus on unconventional oil and gas production and a strong presence in shale plays, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate innovation with high-output production. EOG behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for efficiency, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability.
And unlike Chevron, which focuses heavily on both upstream and downstream operations, EOG's strength lies in its specialization in exploration and production, particularly in unconventional resources, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For ER, the focus on exploration efficiency, technological innovation, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the energy industry.
To sum up, EOG's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their exploration strategies, adaptation to changing energy demands, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives EOG's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.